Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And again, I do want to thank you for being up this early at 6 a.m. here on the East Coast in the United States for our show on this beautiful holiday weekend here, of course, in the States. It's a Labor Day weekend, so many of you are sleeping in, others are following your routine, and you're up preparing to go to your houses of worship. So good morning, and thank you for being here, and to our friends and listeners over on the West Coast who are either still up or about to go to bed if you've been out most of the night. Welcome to you as well, and welcome to you all over the world, all of our supporters, all of our listeners. Thank you so much for being here with me. We're going to jump into today's show. I hope that you're all in your favorite spot just for a few moments. This will probably be a 15-minute show, maybe a 30, but we're going to try to give you enough time to relax, reflect, before you start the remainder of your weekend and you get on your way to your houses of worship, as I said earlier. Today we're going to be speaking about the dark souls. You know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the master manipulators and those in our lives who put on these masks, and they're one way over here, and then they're a totally different person around the corner, and then they smile up in your face and they want to dry your tears right here. And then around the corner, they're talking about your troubles to someone else and trying to berate and belittle you and have others join in on their crusade against you secretly. And we're going to keep going because we need to really talk about these dark souls. These are the people who walk in the light. They're on the front row on Sunday mornings. They're the ones who tote their Bibles everywhere. They're the ones who are willing to tell you everything that's wrong with you, yet sometimes we don't see, sometimes we do, but we don't realize the evil that lies within them. So some appear to be walking in the light, but their souls are blackened within. So beware the dark souls that walk in the light along with you. Because those are the types of people who they target, the weak-minded, those with broken spirits, and those of little strength, because they're the easiest souls to devour. And right now, with everything that's going on in our economy and in this world, this has become Satan's playground. He's testing so many of us in so many ways. We have to be careful. We have to walk with our eyes wide open, not wide shut. Our inspiration for today is 1 John 2:9. Whoever says he's in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Very simple, very to the point. Saying, doing, and being are different things. Let me say that again. Saying, doing, and being are different. There are many people out here who will get in front of an audience of any type, and they're just talking what they know the audience wants to hear. They're reeling you in. They want you to invest in their programs, their doctrines, their beliefs. They reel you in because they're saying all the right words to entice you, to get you to open up. They want to get inside of your world, and they want you to invest in theirs. And they are just saying everything, all the things that you want to hear. How about some examples, ladies? How many of you have come across the no good man, but he knows you? He's targeted you. He knows who you are. Some of you, some people think, okay, I've had 88,000 of you, so that means that the majority of you must be the same, and they begin to treat everyone the same. Sometimes they come across someone who's strong with their eyes wide open, not wide shut. And those are the people that give them a little bit of a back slap. But usually they're going to catch exactly what they want. You know, my ex-husband once told me it was easier for him to go out there and catch the women whose biological time clocks had fallen off the wall, and the trash man had come and picked it up with the trash, and he knew what to say to them. He knew how to get inside of their world, how to get inside of their spirits. He knew what to say to get what he wanted from them. Hey, oh my, I think you're beautiful. And they're like, oh, thank you, thank you, oh, thank you. And next thing you know, he's gotten into their homes, and then he gives them another piece of thing. Yeah, baby, you know, this economy, life is hard, and I need to get this done. My truck is fixed. Oh, baby, I'll take care of that for you. Oh, baby, I love you so much. Oh, he loves me. And next thing you know, you've given him one set of money. And before you know it, you've given him some more money, and then some more money. And then something breaks, and you need his help. And he says, yeah, well, him. All the time you've been giving and giving and giving. Didn't ask him to solidify it with any type of legal documentation. But the minute that you say, I need this done, and he tells you, oh, this is going to cost you several $1,000s. And you say, oh, okay, well, I'll get the supplies and blah, blah, blah. No, no, baby, I'll take care of that. But here, you know, this is for business purposes. Sign this contract. And before you've know it, you've signed your name. You've made a deal with one of the devil's minions, if not the devil himself. You've signed the deal. Next thing you know, he's got your money. He's had a place to stay for a while, good meals, and he's moving on. And either you're going to do one of two things. You're going to be too embarrassed to go to court and file charges against him, or you're going to wake up. Yeah, you should have been awakened a long time ago, but you're going to wake up and you're going after him to get back what's yours. But by then, he's already spent that and moved on, because he's using the money that you gave him to impress the next lonely heart. And gentlemen, you're not immune to it either, because they're crawling out there too. The ladies are out there, and they're looking for their sugar dads too. They'll bat their eyes, and they'll do everything, and they'll be the perfect eye candy. First of all, you should know, you're going to pay for that fake hair, fake eyes, fake nails, fake eyes. Maybe a few other parts that's fake too. You're going to pay for that. And once she's bled you dry, guess what? You're going to wake up one morning and you're going to roll over to a lot more space in that bed. I know that I'm getting older. I know that I don't look my age. I understand that. Even if I did, when some person comes up to me, and I'm talking about my ex-husband, he's several years older than me. So what does he do? He goes after women who are 15, 20 years older than him. There's a lot of women out here who are lonely, alone. They have no one for a host of reasons. Number one, the ratio of women to males is off the charts. Number two, a lot of them have some things they need to identify and fix so that they can be prepared for the right man when God sends him their way. But so many are not prepared. So many reject their blessings. He's not tall enough. He's not this. He's not that. So you see, here on Healing Through Hurt, Sunday morning meditation and the regular Saturday evening show, we leave no stone unturned. This isn't a man bashing party. Ladies, if you're tuning in thinking that it is, it's okay. I have thousands upon thousands of listeners all over the world. This show is not for you. Some people say, well, why do you talk about your ex-husband? Because it was an experience that I had to endure. I had to endure the rapes. I had to endure the domestic violence. I had to endure. Because of that, this was created. Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday morning meditation was created. I'm not just some feel-good foo-foo gurus, you know, on here telling you what I think that you want to hear. I'm here telling you the truth because it's what you need to hear. Some of you may not like it because you like living in your fantasy foo-foo world. But that's just it. It is a fantasy, people. The real world is what we need to wake up and look at. So many of us are walking around with the blinders on. We don't care what's going on to our left and right. We just want to keep going forward. We just want to keep going forward. We don't see what we need to see. The dark souls are looking for you. They're looking for those people who are weak-minded. They're looking for those with the broken souls and little strength. You become an easy target. You become their feast. And so many of us, whether it's at work, in our families, we see this on a daily basis. So many of us see this every single day. And we choose to ignore it. I don't want anybody else to jump on me for questioning it. And I don't want to do this. And I don't want to do that. It's the same principle. For those of us that have been through the fire, if we keep our stories to ourselves, what purpose does it serve? In saying this, we allow the dark souls to spread their darkness even further. And eventually, while we're still happy sitting in our own little piece of sunshine, as the darkened soul spreads, eventually we will be surrounded and then covered in the darkness. Then what do you do? That should have, would have, could have, has no meaning then. Stand up. Approach people. Tell them that you see through their mask. You see through their facade. You see their game. So many of us forget that while the darkened souls are on this end to our left, God sits at our right. He is the light. So light will always conquer darkness. When darkness comes, sooner or later, daylight will follow. And we need to understand that darkness is only here for a short while. We go to sleep at night. We wake up in the morning. Birds chirping. Beautiful day. Even if it's storming outside, daylight is still coming. So just remember, the darkened souls are out here. They're looking for their favorite feast. They're looking for their easiest target. They're looking for you. They're looking for me. They're looking for him. They're looking for her. Some will succumb to the dark souls. Some will become their foot soldiers. Some will become brand new darkened souls. Just like they say, many people find it easier to believe a lie than they would to believe the truth. People find it easier to spread the negative than they would something positive about someone. The darkened souls are infesting our spirits. The darkened souls may be in the form of spirits, but the darkened soul is here. And as much as there is light, so shall there be darkness. This is a war that's been waging long before anyone listening has been born. And it's a war that will wage long after we are no longer in existence. Beware the dark souls in your neighborhood and your place of work and your place of worship, in your place of worship, in your homes, in your families, in your circle of friends, in your social circles. Beware the dark souls. They will entice you. They will make you think that they have all the answers to make all your cares and troubles disappear. No one can do that but God. There's no darkened soul out there that can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. They'll give you the pretty picture, but it has no depth. It's nice to look at. It's nice to dream about and want, but it's a picture. Only God can give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. God is the way, the truth, and what? The light. So say, get thee behind me to the darkness of the night. Keep walking forward. Walk towards the light. So until next week, enjoy this beautiful weekend, this holiday weekend here in the state. I'll be back next Saturday evening at our regular scheduled Healing Through Hurt talk show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it will be an open chat. We'll be talking about a lot of issues and some of the conversations and messages that I've received. So if you'd like to call in, give me a call at 9 p.m. Eastern Time next Saturday evening. Saturday after that, that is my birthday weekend. I will not be here on that Saturday or that Sunday. I will be away celebrating my 50th. So if you're in the 5-0 Club, feel free to call me this coming Saturday so that we can celebrate and give a big shout out, because I know that it's a lot of us. I'm a proud grandma. I love my grands to death. Yes, I do. And I'm proud to be moving on to a half of 100. And I'm looking forward to see what my next half, my next 50, will be. So late in my first 50, my world fell apart. And had it not done so, God would not have introduced me and brought about so many beautiful, beautiful things. Everything happens for a reason. Everyone comes into your life for a reason. Some are to guide you. Some are to encourage you. Some are to love you. And many are to test you. Just remember, beware the dark souls. In order for you to bring positive, you have to attract and attach, or attach and attract the positive, the light. Lie back for a few moments. We'll let the music play for a little while. But as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around because you've been surrounded by those dark souls. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So you have your army. We're here. If we can provide nothing but prayer. And dear Lord, I pray for everyone today. Give them the strength and the courage to face whatever they may be facing this week and beyond. Whatever is coming their way, Lord, let them see it well in advance, far across the horizon, so that they can prepare for the battle to come. Amen and amen. As many of you know, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. We are small but mighty, community-based and IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved or keep track of what's going on with us or get your daily motivation and inspiration, join me on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. If you're on Google+, we are the Relationship Recovery Group there. And on Meetup, we're WOW, the Women of Wisdom and Worth. It's www. On Meetup. We're also Wall_Foundation on Twitter. And if you need to contact us, our number is 202-618-2556. Our email is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And our mailing address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And my new personal email address for life coaching, help, and sessions. And if you just want to talk, I offer everyone a free life coaching session. It's healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. I've been in the area of helping people for so long. I believe that I was born to do this. I became successful in other areas of life, but then God knocked me down because he knew that although I was doing wonderful things when I was the person who I used to be, he needed me to do great things as the person I am now. So I thank God for all of my experiences and for all of the people that have come into my life because they have made me someone brand new. And I feel even closer now to the fact that I am living my destiny. It's what I was born on this earth to do. And in a few weeks, ladies, we'll be starting our relationship recovery series again for this fall. It took me 3 years to venture out into the dating realm after my divorce. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about raising the bar and then selling yourself short just to have a warm body in your cold environment. We're going to be talking about a lot of things in the next few weeks. So join me here next week for our regular Sunday morning meditation. And until then, just lie back for a little while. Reflect. And release. Let it all go. I'm Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough and thanking you for being here and all of your support here at Healing Through Hurt, Sunday Morning Meditation, and of course the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And if you'd like to support us, your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws. So until next week, be well, be blessed, and I pray you enough. So much for being here. Thank you to all of our guests in the chat room and in the call query. Thank you for all of your support. If you need me, I'm just a phone call, a text message, or an email away. And as always, I am the one who updates our social media sites, unless I'm sick, as I wasn't back in January. But thank the Lord, I've been doing well. Even when I'm not feeling my best, I'm still able to function, so I am here with you. So until next week, enjoy this wonderful holiday weekend here in the States. Enjoy wherever you are, and just remember to keep your eyes wide open, not wide shut. Pray it and pay it forward. I am Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. Have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend.